Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields. Welcome to Food for the Journey. Today we look ahead to the readings for this Sunday, which is the fourth Sunday in Lent. Where are you? What do I mean by that? Where are you? How are you on your Lenten journey? Because it is a journey. It's not just something to be tolerated or ignored, both of which happens a lot in the church. We tolerate the season that involves penance, repentance, change of heart. We tolerate it, most of us. But brothers and sisters, it's a season of recognizing how deeply we're loved. It's a season that should in a particular way call forth from us a great thanksgiving for what God has done for us in his Son, Jesus Christ. So it's very, very important if you want to grow. If you want to grow in the Christian life, it's very important that you face your own sin. Those things which are obstacles to receiving all the gifts of God and all the love God has for you. See, sin is defined, sin darkens the intellect. It darkens us so we don't see clearly, and it affects our willpower negatively. We don't want to change. We don't want to repent. We don't want whatever the case may be. But brothers and sisters, what is waiting for us is the fulfillment of our deepest desires, our deepest longings that are found in God. All of them, the deepest, the greatest. We try to assuage our sorrow. We try to assuage our desires by just grabbing hold of anything we can that gives us an immediate satisfaction. And that's where we fall into sin. And it's sin that deprives us of knowing the beauty and the glory and the love that God has. So I ask you right now, here, the beginning of the fourth Sunday, the beginning of the fourth week of Lent, where am I? Am I responding to grace? Even if you say, oh, gee, I guess I'm too late. No, right now, today, what's the biggest thing that's holding you back from growing in love of God? What is it? What's the sin? What's the habit pattern? And then bring that to the Lord and say, Lord, help me, because he wants you to know his love. And when you know his love, you want to follow him. You want to serve him. So please use this weekend to examine, where am I? Am I paying attention, or am I just kind of getting through Lent and I listen to some things and read some things and they inspire me for the moment, but they don't change my life? Where God is giving you this season to help you to change, to grow. Let's take a look at the opening prayer today. O God, who through your word reconcile the human race to yourself in a wonderful way, grant, we pray, that with prompt devotion and eager faith, the Christian people may hasten toward the solemn celebrations to come. If you really want to celebrate Easter and you haven't made any decisions yet, this is late in the game, but it's never too late. Decide, what is it that's the obstacle, my obstacle to following God more closely? Don't just grab the first thing that comes to your mind. Ask yourself, what is it? What's at the root? What's at the foundation? Why do I keep falling into this habit or pattern of sin? Why do I think I can't change? Because with God, anything can change. Let's take a look at the first reading from the second book of Chronicles, chapter 36, verses 14 to 16 and 19 to 23. In those days, all the princes of Judah, the priests and the people, added infidelity to infidelity, practicing all the abominations of the nations and polluting the Lord's temple, which he had consecrated in Jerusalem. Early and often did the Lord, the God of their fathers, send his messengers to them, for he had compassion on his people and his dwelling place. But they mocked the messengers of God, despised his warnings, scoffed at his prophets. You guilty of any of that? Think about that. You mock the messengers of God. Priests, prophets, religious teachers. They mocked the messengers of God, despised his warnings, just totally rejected them, and scoffed at his prophets, until the anger of the Lord against his people was so inflamed that there was no remedy. Their enemies burned the house of God, tore down the walls of Jerusalem, set all its palaces afire, and destroyed all its precious objects. Those who escaped the sword were carried captive to Babylon, where they became servants of the king of the Chaldeans and his sons until the kingdom of the Persians came to power. All this was to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by the prophet Jeremiah, until the land has retrieved its lost Sabbaths. How do you observe the Sabbath? How do you observe the Lord's Day? How do you observe Sunday? Until the land has retrieved its lost Sabbaths, during all the time it lies waste, it shall have rest while 70 years are fulfilled. In the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah, the Lord inspired King Cyrus of Persia to issue this proclamation throughout his kingdom, both by word of mouth and in writing. Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth the Lord, the God of heaven, has given to me, and he has also charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Whoever, therefore, among you belongs to any part of his people, let him go up, and may his God be with him. Brothers and sisters, let's come together. Let's go to the house of the Lord. Let's acknowledge our sin. Let's ask God for help. Psalm 137, let my tongue be silenced if I ever forget you. Let my tongue be silenced if I ever forget you. And you read through the Old Testament, you see how many people saw the miracles of God, but then when they went through hard times, rejected God, turned away, went their own way, and wonder why things went from bad to worse. Trust him. Even when hard things happen, trust him. Trust him. Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 4 to 10. Brothers and sisters, God, who is rich in mercy because of the great love he had for us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, mortal sin, even when we were dead, his love for us is there. Brought us to life with Christ. By grace you have been saved, raised us up with him, seated us with him in the heavens in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not from you. In other words, you're not the origin of this grace. God is. You've been saved by grace. It is the gift of God. But it is not from works, so no one may boast. It's a gift from God, and those who receive it and accept it, the grace matures, the grace bears abundant fruit. And Paul says, for we are his handiwork, created in Christ Jesus for the good works that God has prepared in advance, that we should live in them. You know, take this image and think about it. Here's a very, very poor person, hardly has enough clothing, rags to cover his body. And there are people like that in this country. But think of that as depicting your soul. You're in great need of help. And along comes everything you could ever need or want. And you say, I don't know. Because what? Because we're afraid to repent. Because we can't humble ourselves and ask for forgiveness. We can't humble ourselves and ask for it. We're too proud. We're too arrogant. We think, I'll take care of this. I'll handle this. And we end up in a mess. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened. I will give you rest. This is the true rest. Repent of your sin. Don't be afraid. Repent. In the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verses 14 to 21, Jesus said to Nicodemus, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. Do you see him on the cross? Do you understand he died for you, not for billions? He died for you. He knows you by name. He knows your strengths. He knows your weaknesses. He knows your hopes and dreams and fear. He knows what causes you anger. He knows you through and through. And he says, come to me. Take hold of a crucifix, brothers and sisters. Hold it in your hands. Kiss him. Kiss the wounds in his hands. Kiss the wounds on his forehead. Kiss his feet. Kiss him. Draw near to him. Repent of your sin. Open your heart to receive what he has for you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned. If you believe, you're going to act out of that belief. It's not just saying the words, but whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light. Do you prefer your sin to union with the source of all love? What are you doing? The light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light because their works were evil. God can break the chains of evil in your life if you come to him and repent and ask for help. That's what he does. Everyone who does wicked things hates the light, does not come toward the light. We don't draw close to God. We hide from him. We excuse ourselves. We minimize our situation. We do not come toward the light so that his works might not be exposed. We don't want to confess our sins because we don't want to face our sin. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. Brothers and sisters, I say this so often, but I mean this. If you even had a hint of the love of God, your entire life would be changed. Ask him. Say, Lord, I want to love you. I want to know you. I want to serve you. Don't just drift. Declare yourself. Draw near to him and receive the abundant grace that he has for you. May God continue to bless this time of Lent. For the free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, dial 1-800-282-4789. For the CD, 40 Days Journey, Encountering the Love of God, go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. Cost of the CD, $10. God bless you.